Welcome to On to Perfection, radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Into our series on kingdom faith, and I've entitled this portion of the message. I don't know how many messages is this, Pastor, do you know? But this is the 36th message. I don't know, is it 36? 35? Okay, 35, 36, 35 and a half. I don't know if we're going to outdo our Mega Grace series. We had 100. We had 100. I got them at home. Three big jackets with 100. I don't even remember doing 100. But you can do 1,000 on grace and still not exhaust that subject. I've entitled this message this morning, The Eighth Kingdom. The Eighth Kingdom. In the Old Testament, in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 1 and 2, God speaking to the Old Testament church, his people, Israel, he says to Israel, when the Lord thy God shall bring thee into the land where you go to possess it, and hath cast out many nations before you, the Hittites, Girgashites, Amorites, Canaanites, Perizzites, Hivites, Jebusites, seven nations, and I want you to take note of this, seven nations greater and mightier than you. And when the Lord your God shall deliver them before you, you shall smite them and utterly destroy them. You shall make no covenant with them, nor show mercy unto them.
Amen. Amen.
So, in the old covenant there, God spoke to the people, his people, that he was leading into Canaan, the land he promised. And he spoke, and what fascinates me is he told them there are seven nations that are mightier than you. The list of nations, Hittites, Girgashites, Amorites, Canaanites, Hivites, Perizzites, and Jebusites. But there is an eighth kingdom. These are all kingdoms. Now understand, in Canaan, there were millions of people there.
Amen.
And there were these nations that had armies, warriors, chariots, trained, skilled, strong walls surrounding their kingdoms. Yet God called these people he had called out of slavery to come in and to take this land. In Deuteronomy chapter 3, verse 22, I want to build something here as foundation. Deuteronomy 3 and verse 22. Here's what they needed to understand. Moses told them, you shall not fear them. Joshua, you shall not fear them, for the Lord your God, he shall fight for you. Tell someone right now, God is fighting for you. Tell someone else, God is fighting for you. Now look at them and tell them, stop fighting everybody. In an attitude, fussing them out, getting offended. No, God's fighting for you.
Amen.
And in the process, he's fashioning and shaping you. It's a process. You go, remember we talked about kingdoms and kings and how in Revelation 1 and 6, God has made us to be kings and priests But you start at Basileus. And then there's a process from Basileus where you receive power to become. There's a process between that and Malak where you actually are ruling from a place of authority or the throne. It's a process. So God says, I'm fighting for you. Joshua chapter 10, verse 42. Joshua 10, verse 42. And all these kings and their land did Joshua take at one time, because the Lord God of Israel fought for Israel. The Lord God of Israel fought for Israel. This is so important for us to understand. A lot of us would cease being what I call worry warts. Did we ever look up that word worryation? Is that a word? It is a word. Okay, it is. It's worryation. Worry. That's like paying interest on something you never buy. But if we truly understand that God is fighting for us, when you don't see it, when you don't feel it, when you don't feel it, he's working. When you don't see it, God's working. And he's fighting for you, not against you. If you truly embrace that reality and that word of God, see, the word of God is our foundation. You build on that. The gates of hell cannot prevail against the word. It can prevail against the philosophy, an opinion, or the fleshly carnal nature, but it cannot prevail against the word. So understand, if you take nothing else away, well, take everything away today. But remember and know that God is fighting for you. When you feel pain, God is fighting for you. When you don't understand, God is fighting for you. Sometimes when you feel bad about yourself, God is still fighting for you. We sing the song, He's Been Faithful, right? Or whatever the title is, but He's been faithful. He's always faithful. Tell somebody, I'm coming out. And I'm coming out gold. Pure gold. When we go through, but we see the world goes in but doesn't come out. We go through. And we come out pure gold. Fire has to burn out the dross. So there's a process. Exodus chapter 15, verse 3. Exodus 15, verse 3. The Lord is a man of war. Amen. The Lord is his name. Amen. When it comes to this eighth kingdom and kingdom manifestation, and these end times, understand that Jesus is not in the manger anymore. Amen. Amen. Even though, you know, when Christmas comes around, he's back in the manger. And he's not on the cross. He's on the other side of the cross. All power and authority is given to him. And he gives us power and authority. Amen. So our God is a God of war. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1 through 17, I'm sorry, 17 through 19. Ephesians 1, chapter 1, verse 17 through 19. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Verse 19, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. Tell somebody right now, God is at work.
God is at work.
in your life, God right now is at work.
Amen.
No matter what things look like, feel like, smell like, taste like, God is at work.
Amen.
Amen. And he will not be defeated. Amen. He will not quit. And he will not allow you to be made ashamed. Amen. And no weapon formed against you shall prosper, even though you see it form. And every tongue that rises against you to judge you is already condemned. And listen, they that roll the stone, guess what? It's going to roll back on them. They that dig the ditch are going to be the ones that fall in it. All they that are incensed against God's people are going to be made ashamed and be made to be confounded. God's getting ready to put some confusion in the camp of the enemy. Are y'all ready for that? God's going to turn the enemy on the enemy. We need the spirit of wisdom to understand and to know the exceeding greatness of his power toward us.
Amen.
We're not victims. We are victors.
Amen.
Luke chapter 1 verse 37. Luke chapter 1. The gospel of Luke chapter 1 verse 37. For with God, nothing shall be impossible.
Amen.
Seven nations stronger, mightier, more numerous, higher technology. But God says with him, nothing's impossible. Yes, we see giants. But like the song says, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. Is that right? Giants do fall. John chapter 14, verse 12. The Gospel of John, 14, verse 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believes on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father.
Amen.
I'm laying a foundation here.
Amen.
To show you a little bit more insight concerning the eighth kingdom. Deuteronomy chapter 2 and verse 25. Deuteronomy 2:25. This day will I begin to put the dread of you and the fear of you upon the nations that are under the whole heaven, who shall hear report of you and shall tremble and be in anguish because of you.
Amen.
Are you ready for that? God's getting ready to flip a script.
Amen.
Amen. Your persecutors are going to become the persecuted.
Amen.
Amen. Your oppressors are going to become oppressed.
Amen.
Amen. Those that were doing all that dirt, the dirt's coming back on them.
Amen.
I'm telling you, God's switching some things around.
Amen.
The dread of you, the very thought of your name. That's what he did when it came to Jericho. Rahab told him, listen, we already know. God has given you all this land. The kings have no spirit in them. The mighty men don't want to fight.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Hello, my name is Barry Alsterbrook, CEO of Taken TV, which is the Active Kingdom Entertainment Network. We are a faith-based network on seven different streaming platforms. Join us daily on TakenTV.Lightcast.com.